Bonjour, Francophones. Welcome to French Pod. I'm Erica Tremonti.
Hi, everyone. My name is Amaury Liber.
We have a newbie lesson here about tipping, a very useful topic.
Yeah, and can be quite a tricky question once you're in France, you know.
Really, when you're anywhere, do I tip here, don't I? Well, today you're going to learn all about that.
Right.
Let's get right into the dialogue. How do you say tip in French, Amaury?
Un pourboire.
Un pourboire.
Right.
A tip.
Yeah.
Here's the dialogue three times. See how much you can understand this first time around. Afterwards, we're going to come explain everything that happened and translate it for you. So what's the keyword? Can you say the keyword one more time?
Un pourboire.
Dialogue first time.
On laisse un pourboire?
Tu es fou!
Mais il est gentil!
Le service est compris.
Dialogue second time.
On laisse un pourboire?
Tu es fou!
Mais il est gentil!
Le service est compris.
Dialogue third time.
On laisse un pourboire?
Tu es fou!
Mais il est gentil!
Le service est compris.
So we're back, and we're gonna do the translation first. On laisse un pourboire.
Do we leave a tip?
On laisse un pourboire.
Do we leave a tip?
On laisse un pourboire. Tu es fou.
You're crazy.
Tu es fou.
You're crazy.
Tu es fou. Mais il est gentil.
But he's nice.
Mais il est gentil.
But he's nice.
Mais il est gentil. Le service est compris.
Service is included.
Le service est compris.
The service is included.
Le service est compris. So yeah, right. Why are you leaving a tip?
Well, this is always a difficult decision to make.
Yeah.
Especially in France. We're going to talk about it later.
Mm-hmm.
First, though, let's look at all the parts and the words in this dialogue.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about what you need to learn from it outside of the linguistic elements. Okay. So we have some people, they just got the check and they're having to make a decision.
Yeah.
What do we do now? What was the question that he asked?
On laisse un pourboire?
Let's look at that in two parts. We'll start with the keyword at the end.
Un pourboire.
First, let's work on the pronunciation because it's a little difficult word.
Yeah.
We got some of those French R's in there. So can you say it real slow?
Pourboire.
Pourboire.
Mm-hmm.
Now, interesting, I never noticed this about this word tip, but it literally means in order to or for to drink.
Yeah.
Pour, for, boire, to drink.
Yeah, here's the little translation, you're right.
It would be interesting to know the origin of that word. If anyone knows, come put it on the board, though.
Yeah.
I mean, like, so what were they talking about doing concerning the tip?
On laisse un pourboire.
So, on laisse. The word laisser, you may have heard in other newbie lessons we've had, meaning to let or allow.
Mm-hmm.
It also means to leave, like leave something on the table or laisser something at the house.
Or laisser your jacket in the car.
For example. Or laisser un pourboire. Here they say on laisse. On is like we.
Yeah.
It literally means one. But in French, we say...
Yeah, it's the most usual way to say oui in oral speech.
Yeah, and especially amongst friends. When you say, hey, we say, on. Here we do what?
On laisse un pourboire.
Okay, so what does the other person think about it?
She finds the idea a bit crazy, so she says, tu es fou?
Tu es fou? Are you nuts? Okay, what's the adjective here?
Fou.
Fou. Crazy.
Yeah.
Loco. Fou.
Yeah, she's surprised, so she asks the question, are you crazy? Tu es fou? Might sound a little bit strong, but... Something we use in French, just to say that we disagreed, we don't understand what's going on.
You are fou.
Tu es fou.
Tu es.
Tu es.
So, tu is the word for you.
Yeah.
In an informal situation, we're talking to friends, people we know.
Yeah, obviously they're together here having a drink, so...
And just the fact they said the word fou implies they probably know each other...
Probably, yeah.
...pretty well. Tu es fou. So he defends himself here. He says what?
Mais.
But, mais...
Il est gentil.
Gentil is a good quality in a person.
Yeah.
So who's gentil?
Il est gentil.
And il here means...
The waiter.
Right. So if you say gentil, it probably implies he came over and had some chats... Had a little chat.
Yeah, he did a good job. He got the right drinks. And probably had a little chat, as you said.
Yeah.
And a smile.
And gave some good service. Mm-hmm. Even though he's il est gentil, there's a reason she thinks il est fou to laisser un pourboire.
Because le service est compris.
Okay, this is a very useful expression.
Yeah.
Because you'll see it quite a bit.
Yeah, you can read it sometimes on the menu, it's written.
Yeah, and compris is included. When something's compris, it means it's part of the package. Here, it's part of the bill.
Yeah, you're not supposed to add something on top of it.
Because it's compris.
Yeah.
So what is compris?
Le service est compris.
Okay.
So now that we have explained everything, we're going to go.
But Amory, tu es fou? It's time to listen to the dialogue again.
All right. I am fou.
Dialogue first time.
On laisse un pourboire?
Tu es fou?
Mais il est gentil.
Le service est compris.
Dialogue second time.
On laisse un pourboire?
Tu es fou?
Mais il est gentil.
Le service est compris.
Dialogue third time.
On laisse un pourboire?
Tu es fou?
Mais il est gentil.
Le service est compris.
Now, it's time to talk about pourboire. This is always something that is stressful. Because there's some countries where it's just clear you just don't laisser un pourboire.
Yeah.
And then there's some places where it's clear you do laisser un pourboire. But France is one of those places that you have to have this kind of a conversation.
Exactly. Because laisser un pourboire is not compulsory.
Okay, it's not something you have to do.
Exactly.
Because le service est compris.
Il est compris.
Mais...
Mais, if you think that the waiter has been gentil, they did a good job.
You are satisfied with le service.
Right. You can laisser un pourboire, just to show that you're satisfied.
So you would leave just a little.
Yeah.
You would laisser just a small pourboire.
Yeah, we're not talking about 20% here or 30%.
And that's really, I think, the end result here. Is that, for example, in America, you leave 20% normally. 15 to 20%. If you're happy, you leave 20. So in France, le service est compris, but it's 15%.
Clear.
So if you're happy and you really liked the guy, you thought he was really gentil, you can leave like another 5% or 1% or whatever.
Exactly.
But you don't have to. 15, le service that is compris...
Yeah.
It's acceptable.
Yeah.
So it's really up to you. You're not doing something bad if you don't leave a tip.
At all.
If you want to leave one, you can leave a little bit, but don't leave a lot. That's for sure. It would be just an extra 1 to 5% maybe.
That's it. That's what we do usually, yeah. If on laisse un pourboire, it's just that...
Small amount.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
So hopefully it's a little clear because, you know, when I lived in France, I, even after a couple years, I always didn't really know what to do. I come from a tipping culture.
Yeah.
And I felt weird if I didn't leave one and I felt like I was doing something wrong if I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why, because it's a little, it's not as clear. It's not, yes, you leave one or you don't. It's that you have 15 et compris. If you want to laisser a little bit more, you can, but you don't have to. But not too much. And it's just, you know, some people do, some people don't.
Exactly. So no stress anymore when you go and have a drink or you go to a restaurant.
But with a drink, you don't usually laisser un pourboire, really.
No, it's more common in a restaurant.
Yeah, so if it's just a small tab, you know, but if you're a restaurant and you have a big dinner or something, you might want to leave a little bit, laisser a little pourboire.
Yeah, I think it's cool, but...
If you think the waiter est gentil and you're satisfied with le service.
Yeah.
Okay, good tip. Those are important things to know.
Definitely.
Well, if you have any questions, you can come to Frenchpod.com. We'd be happy to answer you.
Yeah, if you want to share some more with our community. So, but just for now, à bientôt.
Merci, au revoir.
Salut.